certainly what's happened up in Kaufman County is of concern to law enforcement, and I think a lot of the elected officials, the fact that we don't know what's going on up there, you know, makes a lot of room for speculation. And so at the same time, you know, we're not going to take any chances. We're having some conversations and, you know, certainly heightened our awareness of the security that we already have. And, you know, we're talking about what plans we need to put in place if we need to go to a higher level of security.
And who's involved in that conversation?
You know, I personally, I've talked with Jarvis Parsons, the DA, and, you know, we're on the same page and have discussed, you know, things that we can do right now to help alleviate some concerns, and then, you know, where we need to go if we have a directed threat or if things need to be stepped up.
And how does these plans might also apply to civilians who are entering and exiting the courthouse, for instance?
They shouldn't see any difference in what we're doing every day. I mean, we're on guard there to, you know, maintain a secure courthouse, and that's not going to change. You know, if we have directed threats or anything that would take us to another level, then there might be something that's obvious in the way that we would step up that security. But right now, anything wouldn't be recognized by somebody that comes and goes out of the courthouse.
And how much of the concern is driven by not knowing exactly or not knowing at all who's responsible for the deaths in Kaufman County, whether it's localized or something that's a little more broad in nature?
It certainly, you know, brings the risks to mind for everyone that serves in the criminal justice system, and we certainly are very concerned about what's happening up there. Although it, you know, it does appear to be localized, we're not going to take any chances until we know for sure that it is something that's just particular to that area, or if it's a group that might reach out and create some havoc elsewhere in the state.
Because of your associations professionally with law enforcement, not only in the state but around the country, what's been the conversation like among your peers as it applies to this situation?
We have the issue in Colorado as well, and it's certainly curious, but security is a issue that we all face on a daily basis, and this just kind of heightens the awareness and makes us, you know, just ever more vigilant.